You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced that Christchurch will once again be able to host refugees after it's been unable to since the 2010 earthquake. The government says it's looking forward to add the city in addition to the already seven settlements that are in New Zealand at the moment. The government says it will be easier to reach their quota, with more refugees being likely to be settled in March 2019. Minister Ian Lees-Galloway says it will add to the community of Christchurch in its efforts to rebuild the city and the community. I started off by asking, why Christchurch?
Well, actually, we were sending refugees to Christchurch before the earthquakes. Christchurch has for a long time been one of our most important resettlement centres. Obviously, after the earthquakes happened, we had to give Christchurch the opportunity to rebuild, to make sure it had the housing, to the services like education and health, so that they were able to provide not only for their own people, but for former refugee families as well. We've been looking at that closely over the last few months, and we're now confident that Christchurch is in a position to be able to receive former refugees once again.
What support is there for these families that are now moving to a completely new environment?
Well, the same support that's provided to all former refugee families. They get, obviously they get accommodation, they get a resettlement package where they usually work very closely with the local Red Cross. They get a volunteer family of locals who work with them to help them get to know their local area, get to know where the doctors are, the schools, those sorts of things. Obviously, they get a lot of support in terms of furnishing their houses. So there's a huge amount of support that goes around these families, and there's now a really strong network of people, many of whom are volunteers, who have been providing this kind of support for a number of years now, and that's all coordinated by the Red Cross. And I think New Zealand has a really good record of providing high quality resettlement for our former refugees.
That's excellent. And so I see that there is a quota for Christchurch. Would you be able to expand a little bit more about that?
There isn't a quota specifically for Christchurch, so we have a quota for the whole country. We accept 1,000 refugees every year in New Zealand, and one of the discussions that we are having as a government at the moment is whether we can increase that quota to 1,500 at some point in the future. But for Christchurch, what we're going to do over the coming year is we anticipate that around 60 people will settle in Christchurch. That's going to start in March next year with 20 people from Afghanistan and Eritrea. There are already communities from those countries in Christchurch, so it makes sense to send people from those countries there where they'll be able to link in with those local communities that are already based in Christchurch. But over time, we would expect that number to increase. I understand that before the earthquakes, Christchurch was taking around 120 people every year. I'd certainly anticipate that they would get to at least that number in the future once we've sort of taken some time to satisfy ourselves that everything's working smoothly down there.
Yeah, that's right. And so what are future plans for these communities in terms of making sure that they're able to thrive in places such as Christchurch?
Well, one of the real areas of focus at the moment is on employment. We know that when people get into employment, that's not just good for being able to make ends meet and put food on the table and pay the bills, but it's also really good for building networks within the community. So along with the Red Cross and other agencies, Immigration New Zealand is working extremely hard on building the case to employers for why there are benefits in employing former refugees. The thing is, and I think what a lot of people don't appreciate, is that refugees come from all walks of life. You know, there can be doctors, lawyers, architects, builders, farm workers, all sorts of people. They come with skills, they come with experience, and they can offer a lot to our communities and to our economy. So we're working extra hard these days to encourage employers to take another look at refugees and give them the opportunity to get into a job and put down roots in the community where they've been settled.
Yeah, you mentioned that they come from all walks of life and that sometimes they're quite highly skilled professionals. So is there a way to make sure that those qualifications are being taken seriously in New Zealand?
Yeah, well, some of those qualifications will be recognised in New Zealand, others won't. There are often opportunities for people to do like a bridging course, maybe a one-year course that allows their qualification to be recognised in New Zealand. That will, obviously that depends on a case-by-case basis on what qualification they hold and where they studied it. But yes, there's often opportunities for people to get their qualifications recognised in New Zealand and to be able to get into that line of work again.
So there's some support mechanisms that are in place for if they do need to do that bridging support and might not necessarily be able to work within that time?
Obviously once a refugee comes to New Zealand, they are a resident in New Zealand, so they have access to education and health service, etc., just like any New Zealand citizen does. So they'd be able to take up, for instance, the 1 year of free post-school education that is already available to all New Zealanders. That sort of support is there, but obviously the most important support is the kind of pastoral care that goes around people to make sure that they're aware of their opportunities, they're aware of what the pathway looks for them, and specifically often English language support is absolutely vital. They may or may not have studied their qualification in English, and to be able to study at that level in the English language means that they have to be proficient in English as well, and that is also part of the resettlement package.
All right, that provides really good opportunities. So shifting sort of away from adults that have been coming over, so obviously there will be families involved. So do the schools of Christchurch, are they prepared to be able to take an influx of kids that will need extra support due to language difficulties or other factors?
Absolutely they are, and that's one of the questions that we have asked, and that's what we've been looking at very closely before we decided to bring Christchurch back online, to make sure that the schools do have the capacity to provide that kind of support, and we're very confident that they are in that position. And certainly I come from Palmerston North. We're a refugee resettlement centre. The schools really value the opportunity to get these young kids in who are from other parts of the world who have different experiences, to be able to add to the diversity of their school community. They see a real benefit from it, there's no doubt that Christchurch schools are in a position to be able to provide that kind of support for those kids.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.